It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani, dumelang abshani molweni, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever your passport stamp resides, welcome to this edition of Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I do not buzz alone. As always, I buzz with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. There are too many adjectives. There's so little time to go through them. Oshumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu, how are you?
What do they say in English? I'm a bit flushed.
Why are you flushed?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's because, like, today was just very hectic.
Are you experiencing menopause?
No, a man who pauses, yes. Menopause, nah.
Oh, okay, because I'm confused. Why are you flushed?
No, flushed. I just feel like, you know, today was just, I was in a rush. Everything was just rushed. Just rushed to the studio. Just rushed. Everything was just rushed. But yeah. So maybe I feel a bit of flushed. But, nah, don't worry about me. I shall be okay. And I hope that you are going to be interactive once again on our social media platform. We are in the month of love. Oshumi has her reservations about this month, but it's not about her. But it's not about her, guys. It's not about her. It's not about her. Later on, I will tell you who won. Remember, we did say that we
have going to announce the winner. Yeah.
Yes, we are. And then we're going to have, let me not let all the cat out of the bag just yet. We have once again a very, very so lovey-dovey conversation since it's the month of love. Oshumi, what are we talking about today?
You know, it's the new year and a lot of people have gotten new jobs, perhaps in new cities and new provinces and whatnot, you know, and they're leaving behind their partners.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially this means they're now going to be in long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
That's if they do not break up.
Yebo.
So now today we're going to be talking about long-distance relationships and, you know, the pros, the cons, you know, the challenges, the hardships, all of that, you know, because it's really not easy.
Yeah, it's an extreme sport, actually.
Oh, no, it is.
It really is. It really is an extreme sport. They say the heart, distance makes the heart grow fonder. I have my reservations about that. But yeah, I have my reservations.
Distance makes the loins grow fonder.
Yes, yes, rather that. But I think if we were to talk about it alone, it would be very, very, it would be a futile exercise. But once again, we have in our midst, is it for the first time in 2022? No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we've done a few episodes.
Yeah, we've done. Yeah, so no. Yeah. I keep forgetting it's part of furniture.
Yeah, dude.
I keep forgetting it's
and
part
also
of.
Also, it's Feb. Come on now.
Come on. Month of love. JP Bueller, welcome to Joel and Sex Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Do you have a Valentine, JP?
I might have someone in mind, yeah.
Okay.
No, Mlu has one, so clearly I'm the only one who doesn't.
No, don't say it like that.
No, I'm the only one who doesn't participate in this silliness.
No, don't say it like that. Like I can be anybody's Valentine, don't worry.
Wow.
I don't know why Khumi is just something blocking. She's something blocking. She must not do that. JP, we're talking long distance relationships. I mean, let's start here. Relationships on their own, in close proximity, have their own challenges, right? And we've listed them when we talked about what COVID taught us about being in relationships when we were close proximity with our partners. Just how difficult it is then when we change the context and we now say JP is on the other side of the province, the other side of the world. How difficult or easy is it?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting to see, Luke, exactly as you said, absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? Mm-hmm. And this assures the couple that even if they stay apart and even over time, that they will, through difficult times, stay together. But unless both of the partners are committed.
JP?
Oh, no, I think we've lost him.
We've lost him! My word. Okay,
let's just try to get JP.
We're gonna try to get JP back. And yeah, he was still on the tip of allowing and telling us good to absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't know if that's the same sentiment you share, Oskhumi, in terms of does distance really, in your context, make the heart grow fonder as we try and get a hold of JP?
It does. I truly believe it does, because, and especially if you and that person have been in a relationship in the same place, okay, you know, and now you are perhaps torn apart by distance, you know.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
All right, I think he's back on the line. JP, you back?
Hello. So, yeah, unless both parties are committed to doing the very hard work of staying in this relationship, then the other saying applies, that goes out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but it's very interesting to see. In America, they did a survey in 2018, and about 60% of long-distance relationships last. With they said 37% of long-distance couples break up within the first 3 months after becoming close geographically, so after staying closer together. And then they also say that about 27% of these couples have never stayed together or met each other in person, and 50% of that 27% met online. So I think also with time these things change. About 75% of couples in long-distance relationships become engaged at some point, but around 10% of couples still maintain the long-distance relationship after they got married. And only in America and the U.S. alone, 3.75 million married couples are in long-distance relationships.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. That's fascinating. JP, before I give Oskhumi the platform, does long-distance... the mechanics thereof, does it have to do with age? Because I read somewhere, people who tend to master this are people who are older. Is that true?
I do believe it is true. I do believe it is also because of the way that values, norms, and the basis change. Because, I mean, in today's world, we have more technology, and the newer generations know the technology. So, yes, this can connect them faster, like we see people meet online. But also it brings a lot of other stuff into a relationship, like you wanting to meet an old ex, or becoming, you know, fidelity issues or whatever because of this. So I do think that's also an implication. But also if you look at the reasons why long-distance relationships fail, you'll see that communication feels like a burden. And old-school people, they don't mind. They enjoy that. And financial strain, so older people have more money, so they can travel and meet each other often.
I see.
The social life gap, because night times differ, and if you're older, you don't want to go clubbing anymore, you know, so then that's also more understandable. And your environment changes you, not having sex sucks, not making sacrifices. I knew you were going to say that. You can't feel the progress. And also, you grow apart if you are physically apart. But I feel people that are more old school, they have more things in common because of their life experience that they also have versus your new generation.
Now, JP, obviously, you know, times have changed. Like you said, you know, this is not the 50s where lovers used to write each other letters and stuff.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there's phone sex. You can have phone sex. You can sext and all of that. Besides those things that I just mentioned, how else can you keep the spark alive when you're in a long-distance relationship or even marriage? You know, because there are a lot of married couples that...
You go and you work.
Yeah, they live in different cities or different provinces, you know, or even different countries for that matter. So then how do you keep the spark alive?
Yeah, I mean, we even had... how do you keep the spark alive in the bedroom conversation before? Yeah. And that's when people are together. So with this, it's even more challenging. So communicate over a variety of platforms. So you make constraints of each other, and then you do letters, and you do physical reminders of the relationship, you know, pictures and all of that stuff. Come up with a plan for how and when you have conversations, like how are you going to do it? share small mundane details. And this, again, you must talk a lot. You can even stream a movie together these days. Make time for both routine check-ins. Check in with each other. Spontaneous conversation. You know, that special conversation. And that's those little things people do that really means a lot. Remember that living together might be an adjustment. So when you actually come together, it actually might force people to change. And we saw the fidelity rates being challenged so much of people being having infidelity during now after COVID, because people were locked up together for so long. They didn't go to work, but they had time to think about things, to reflect about things, because they were busy. And then when they got back, it was fine. Where now, they were in each other's faces the whole time. So both members of couples should be committed. Both members keep their partners visible to the people around them. And the arrangement meets the needs of both people. So if both do not like sex, then it's actually a good arrangement. If they say a four, it's not a problem. The arrangement is within each partner's physical intimacy zone. And then they consider carefully whether they have what it takes to add a third career, for especially thinking about kids. So if you add kids in the equation, it just makes things more challenging. Mm.
So then how do you, as an individual, how do you keep sane? Especially when you are used to having your partner around all the time and now you find yourselves separated by distance. How do you keep sane and not lose your mind or even end up slipping into depression? Especially when things have changed, you know, the dynamics of the relationship have changed. You guys are separated by distance and all of that. How do you keep it together? Because I know it takes a lot of emotional toil to be long distance. It's exhausting.
That is your partner. That's your support system, right?
Yeah.
So with them being four, it is challenging. And I mean, even if you touch somebody by the shoulder, I mean, it even has mental healing qualities to it. And now that person is not even there to just touch you on the shoulder and say it's going to be okay. So I think the most important thing always in a relationship is trust. And especially if you're in a long distance, you have to trust each other. If somebody says they're going to the bank or whatever, believe them. Don't think that they're going to meet someone there or do other things and go to clubbing or go to a restaurant or someone else. Believe them. Then also negotiate boundaries. And then also having an unrealistic view of the state of a relationship. No, they're all boundaries because you guys stay far from each other. And then how can you satisfy those needs, you know? So in what other ways? Like, for example, I have six toys, you know. If that can help you, and even video call each other and then have the experience together of masturbating or whatever, to still have a connection if that's what you need in your relationship. Avoid jealousy and be trusting to each other. Check in and catch up with each other every day. Embrace the technology. Have regular time together in person when you can. Pursue common interests and then talk about that common interest, because that's actually what you like about each other. Talk about your future together. Is there a future? How are you going to get there? Be open and honest about your struggles and your challenges, because yes, all romantic things sometimes come with challenges. And the thing is with these challenges, as you say, how are you going to support each other through challenging times? And yes, even through depression. Yes, you can call SADAC and Lifeline. I mean, it's free counseling, but sometimes you need it from a friend or from a partner, and you must trust, okay, my girlfriend goes to her friend to get that social satisfaction that she needs, you know? Not any sexual stuff, but the social needs that she has. And then you shouldn't be like, oh, no, she's going to kiss them or she's going to flirt with them. No, you have to trust her then that she is just fulfilling her needs because you cannot be there. Share loving and positive feelings every day and find ways to be a happy person, even if you are not together. Because here's the thing. A relationship is supposed to build you. A relationship is supposed to make you happy and support you. It's not supposed to be. Yes, there are going to be efforts from both sides, obviously, and compromises. But it's not supposed to be a strain on you. It's not supposed to be something that draws you down. Then it's toxic. And then maybe long distance is not for you. So make sure when you go into such a relationship, you understand what it entails and that you will be okay with it or not. But that is a question you have to ask yourself. And then try it, see if it works or not. But then be open to your partner and say, okay, we tried this, but this is not who I am. This is not who I am in a relationship, what I expect in a relationship. And then either try and work through it and see how you can meet each other halfway, or then, okay, let's rather find somebody closer. But as I always say, where there's a will, there's a way. So you can talk and get through it as well.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a JP. I thank you so much, JP, for your time and for your amazing insights. It's a very, very difficult conversation to have. Sometimes some people will say it's easier said than done, because sometimes what the heart wants, and if it's not there, then we do like outsource and outsource it. So we don't want to get it to that point. But a big thank you to you, JP. And I hope that you're going to have a fantastic Valentine's Day with whomever that you're going to be sharing Valentine's Day with. Don't ask Humi about Valentine's, because she's going to give you that look.
It is a very sweet
day. Awesome.
Get some donuts or something for me.
It's a very sweet day. Listen, unless you buy me a YSL tote bag or something, like, why are we even doing this? Like, why are we celebrating? What are we doing? Like, honestly, no.
Yeah, it's just another day. The 14th of February.
It's just another day.
It's just another day. Thank you so much for your insight, JP.
Hey, make a date of yourself. Make a date of yourself. Celebrate yourself and loving yourself. That's also love.
I agree. Can the date also then extend from the movies to the bedroom, right? With self.
Definitely. Why not?
Thank you so much for your insight, JP.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Thanks, JP.
Oh, wow. What a very interesting conversation. And I think as we get into in and out of relationships, as we seek a soulmate or whatever it is that you're looking for in relationships, I think this is probably right up there with one of the most difficult and one of the most complex dynamics when it comes to relationships, especially because you kept on referring to it, especially if you have lived together,
if you've been
used to be with each other, if you've been doing everything with each other, and all of a sudden there has to be a change in that. And we live in a socially developing world. Humi's going to get a job in Japan.
Exactly.
And what must happen?
Yeah.
You know? And some people then ask this very sad but very pertinent question. Must I wait for you? Is it fair for that person?
That is a very important question.
Yeah, is it fair? Yeah. I mean, is it fair for the person to wait for you?
Exactly. Is it fair for you to expect them to wait?
Is it fair for you as the person
who
is remaining behind to expect that person to also hold their lives? So that's why I loved what JP said at the end. It's important that you have this conversation. And it's not coward if you're saying it's not going to work.
Yeah. And also, there's no, for lack of a better word, there's no sort of like scale to measure the challenges. We spoke about when you have been used to living together or being in the same city or whatever, you know. When I was in a long distance relationship, when we met, we were living in different cities.
Okay.
And it was still hard.
Yeah.
You know, because I was used to having somebody around, you know, like JP said, you've had a hard day. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it. You just want a hug, you know, but that person is not there.
Yep.
You know, and you have to wait month end of the weekend to see that person, you know, and by then you're over whatever it is that you're going through or that you went through. So it's
tricky. And it is. It's tricky. And you've got time zones as well.
There are time zones. If you guys are living in different countries, you now can't call this person when you knock off because he's probably still asleep, or he's still at work, or vice versa.
It becomes just a nightmare.
Yeah, it does.
And if you financially are not capable of, because all these things require a lot of money.
They do. Hey?
Virtual dates, virtual streaming of movies, sexting, whatever. It requires a lot of money.
Yeah, we haven't even touched on the traveling that you need to do to get to that person.
Exactly.
But just you not being where you are and that person trying to connect, that can take a financial toll on the both of you and the relationship.
So if really if the heart wants what it wants, then I firmly believe
commitment and patience, my God. If you don't have those things,
don't attempt.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
You're setting yourself and the other person for a disaster.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up for a disaster.
It requires a lot of commitment and
it's an extreme sport, guys. It's an extreme sport to remain sane, as you said, to remain committed every day. It's really, really difficult. But once again, a big thank you to JP for his amazing insights. And I think, and I hope, and I, as you grow together, have this conversation, even if it's a what if.
Yeah.
Because it's going
to
happen.
Actually, yeah. It's very important to have the what if you get another job elsewhere, or what if I get another job elsewhere, so that if and when it does happen, nobody's caught off guard.
Because especially if we're aspirational human beings.
We all are, essentially, you know what I mean? We all want better for ourselves. And we're always looking for new opportunities. You know, so I might find an opportunity in Cape Town. Meanwhile, my man is back in Joburg.
And they don't want to move to Cape Town.
Or maybe he can't because, you know.
He's already set up shop here.
You know what I'm saying? He's got his life here. He's got, you know, his job. Well, obviously, you know, some jobs you can't just up and leave.
Exactly.
You know, so it's, I agree with you. It's very important to have that conversation and ask the question.
What if?
What if?
And then you'll be able to gauge and be able to see if this relationship thing, are you actually relationshiping or are you just enjoying the fact that you're just in a relationship?
There's absolutely just...
time killing.
You know.
And it just looks
good.
There
are no intentions to settle down.
Yeah, it's time killing and it looks good on the aesthetics.
Yeah,
I tell you a place where... As Kipad is took Tezguso, Sintanda, Ureguso, the social media platforms are screaming. Where can people be interactive?
People can still find us on Facebook. We are Daily Sun. They can still tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yebo.
Or they can find us at our beautiful, soon to be renovated new forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many others. Talking about renovations. Look out for a brand new website. I'm told it's going to be looking hella fresh. Look out again. Little Birdie also told me that we are in the end of the month, we're going to be celebrating 100,000 listens. In musical terms, we would have hit platinum in terms of records. And it's not because of us. It's not because of anything. It's because of you guys who... listen to all of this.
It's amazing that people are just taking their time.
To listen?
Just to listen to us talk about...
whatever, a crap half the time.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's overwhelming.
It is. So we have a special, special episode dedicated to that. We're also going to bring in our winner for that particular episode. We are also renovating. We are also going to be moving into our, dare I say... new address pretty soon. We're also going to be jumping into our YouTube channel very, very soon. We know everybody's been asking, we want to experience. We're going to be moving into that space very, very soon. We're going to be highly interactive with us. The most handsome 32-year-old's face, you're going to be seeing it. The lady of the house, you're going to be actually going to be seeing it. We are actually, with all these milestones, we still have another 100th episode to celebrate.
Yeah,
by the
that's
way.
Coming soon.
So we are also upping our level, guys.
Listen, exciting things are going to happen this year.
Yeah, we're upping our game. Yeah. We're upping our game in a massive way. But it's because of you. We do this because of you. So everyone who listens to us from Cape to Cairo, I'm not saying it because it's just part of the script. We are literally global trotters. We passporting across the globe. And the numbers don't lie. But again, it's because of you. Big thank you to everyone. Big thank you to all the powers that be allow us to do this. I think if not next week, the other episode, we would have hit the 100,000 mark. And we can't wait. We cannot wait. Another thing that we urge you to not wait is not wait to not buy condoms when you are about to engage.
Listen, I know a lot of, almost said that word.
Yeah.
I know a lot of men cannot wait for the 14th because yeah. the 14th of February is essentially
free cloth cloth
National Sex Day.
Yeah, bro.
So I know a lot of men cannot wait. Prepare yourself, Majita. Send a good lixi. Send a good discamo or a 12 pekinyana.
And Uri Kenya, yeah, I mean, you can get now. I'm sure they'll package them nicely for you now.
Ibil or a strawberry nyan.
Wabon?
Wena banan. Wena vanilla.
Wena ratwat. Yeah, put them around the house.
Wena ripped.
Wherever.
You know. Yeah, so just prepare yourselves.
Guys, yeah, please. Make sure you're strapped. Make sure you're vaccinated. I was very excited. And I want you to clap for yourself. South Africa has officially vaccinated over 30 million people to date. At least 30 million South Africans have at least received one jab. And we should be proud, guys. And let's continue on that vein. We cannot afford to close the economy. Please make sure you get vaccinated. Make sure that you sanitize. Make sure that you social distance. I'm told that there's a fifth wave. The fifth wave will not prosper. We'll be waiting for it. We will be waiting with fully vaxxed and everything else. But once again, a big thank you for you and thank you to JB for listening. If you see us very, very soon on the streets, do know that I am Lungis Mbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. The most handsome guy in the cheese scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly and buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still Remisi Abi and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.